Unit 1, Part A, Activity 2. Is there anything you'd like to change about your personality? Listen to three people talking about themselves and check the correct names.
You know, Lisa, you've really changed in the past few years.
Well, I've gotten older, that's for sure.
No, I'm serious, Kevin, don't you agree? Lisa used to be so impulsive. She's not like that anymore.
Yeah, Maggie, you're right. Remember that time Lisa decided to visit her old boyfriend in Michigan and took a flight that same day to get there?
Ha ha ha, that's true. I'm not that impulsive these days. Not with the job, kids, and a husband.
But it's not a bad thing. I'm not terribly impulsive. I always have to have a plan. Sometimes I think I'm not impulsive enough.
Don't worry, Maggie. It's good to have a plan.
What? Me worry? You're the one who worries all the time, Kevin.
I know. But I used to be worse. I used to be terribly anxious about everything. I still get really anxious when I'm under stress, but I'm getting better.
That's true. By the way, Lisa, how's your new job?
It's okay. I'm new and I feel so insecure sometimes. It drives me crazy.
But that's normal. It's a new job.
Well, I don't like feeling so insecure. It's just a matter of time, though. You're right.
Of course. Give it some time. It must be a big change from working at home.
It is. It's a big office. And there's so much going on all the time. I get distracted easily. I need to be terribly disciplined, or I won't get my job done.
I used to work in a big office, and I know how it is. You have to block out all the distractions.
Yeah, like last week. They had a birthday party in the middle of the afternoon, right in the middle of the day. It was nice, but again, I need to be really disciplined, or I won't go back to work when it's over.
I love those kinds of things. Parties in the middle of the day. It's great to be so spontaneous.
But Maggie, you're never spontaneous.
I know. I like to plan things really well. I'm not terribly spontaneous, am I?
Ha ha ha, no. Everything has to be in your day planner or it doesn't happen.
Well, the good side of it is that I get things done. If I put it in my day planner, I make sure I do it.
That's not so bad. You're ambitious, and I want to move up in the world. You have to work hard for that.
It's true. Maggie's incredibly hardworking, and she's always saying, Kevin, turn off the TV. Kevin, get going. I'm not really very ambitious, I'm afraid.
Why not?
I don't know. Since I left my last job, I've been tired. I'm hardworking, generally. It's true. But I think I need a break.
A break? Kevin, you haven't had a job in 1 year. You need to put some effort into finding one.
Maggie, are you calling me lazy?
You are a little bit lazy.
Hey, life's short. We should have a little bit more fun. But you're right. I shouldn't be so lazy.
Huh. At least you're patient with each other. I've been really difficult these days. I think I've been a little stressed out. I get mad at my kids and shout at my husband. Yesterday, my husband said, Lisa, you used to be so patient and nice. What happened to you?
It's just a phase. Stress.
I'm not patient enough, that's for sure.
Hey, Lisa, it's time to go. It's 3:30 and according to my day planner, we should be home by 4.
Are you serious? I was thinking about ordering another cup of coffee.
Yeah, Maggie, it's nice here.
But we'll be late.
Late for what? You don't have anything to do at home, Maggie.
Okay, that's another thing. I'm not very flexible.
Oh, just relax. It's okay. Here, I'll order you some coffee too. Yes, we'd like 2 double espressos with skim milk.
You know, Lisa, you've really changed in the past few years.
Well, I've gotten older, that's for sure.
No, I'm serious, Kevin, don't you agree? Lisa used to be so impulsive. She's not like that anymore.
Yeah, Maggie, you're right. Remember that time Lisa decided to visit her old boyfriend in Michigan and took a flight that same day to get there?
Ha ha ha, that's true. I'm not that impulsive these days. Not with the job, kids, and a husband.
But it's not a bad thing. I'm not terribly impulsive. I always have to have a plan. Sometimes I think I'm not impulsive enough.
Don't worry, Maggie. It's good to have a plan.
What? Me worry? Huh. You're the one who worries all the time, Kevin.
I know. But I used to be worse. I used to be terribly anxious about everything. I still get really anxious when I'm under stress, but I'm getting better.
That's true. By the way, Elisa, how's your new job?
It's okay. I'm new and I feel so insecure sometimes. It drives me crazy.
But that's normal. It's a new job.
Well, I don't like feeling so insecure. It's just a matter of time, though. You're right.
Of course, give it some time. It must be a big change from working at home.
It is. It's a big office. And there's so much going on all the time. I get distracted easily. I need to be terribly disciplined, or I won't get my job done.
I used to work in a big office, and I know how it is. You have to block out all the distractions.
Yeah, like last week. They had a birthday party in the middle of the afternoon, right in the middle of the day. It was nice, but again, I need to be really disciplined, or I won't go back to work when it's over.
I love those kinds of things. Parties in the middle of the day. It's great to be so spontaneous.
But Maggie, you're never spontaneous.
I know. I like to plan things really well. I'm not terribly spontaneous, am I?
Ha ha ha, no. Everything has to be in your day planner, or it doesn't happen.
Well, the good side of it is that I get things done. If I put it in my day planner, I make sure I do it.
That's not so bad. You're ambitious, and I want to move up in the world. You have to work hard for that.
It's true. Maggie is incredibly hardworking, and she's always saying, Kevin, turn off the TV. Kevin, get going. I'm not really very ambitious, I'm afraid.
Why not?
I don't know. Since I left my last job, I've been tired. I'm hardworking, generally. It's true. But I think I need a break.
A break? Kevin, you haven't had a job in 1 year. You need to put some effort into finding one.
Maggie, are you calling me lazy?
You are a little bit lazy.
Hey, life's short. We should have a little bit more fun. But you're right. I shouldn't be so lazy.
Huh, at least you're patient with each other. I've been really difficult these days. I think I've been a little stressed out. I get mad at my kids and shout at my husband. Yesterday, my husband said, Lisa, you used to be so patient and nice. What happened to you?
It's just a phase. Stress.
I'm not patient enough, that's for sure.
Hey, Lisa, it's time to go. It's 3:30, and according to my day planner, we should be home by 4.
Are you serious? I was thinking about ordering another cup of coffee.
Yeah, Maggie, it's nice here.
But we'll be late.
Late for what? You don't have anything to do at home, Maggie.
Okay, that's another thing. I'm not very flexible.
Oh, just relax. It's okay. Here, I'll order you some coffee too. Yes, we'd like 2 double espressos with skim milk.